people buy emotionally. They only make decisions intellectually. This Sandler rule has been employed by thousands of Sandler graduates nationwide over the years. One of the stigmas attached to some salespeople is that they tend to be oriented toward the technical or intellectual aspect of their product or expertise. The problem is, however, if your prospective client buys emotionally, but you have a technical approach, guess what happens? All too often, not much. You miss a connection with your prospect despite your technical skills. So, how do you achieve both? Well, the first step in dealing with new prospects and present customers is to connect with them. No, I'm not talking about anything mystical or phony. I'm talking about a very simple technique universal to all people, both prospects and customers alike. The concept is called bonding. This lesson will explain the bonding and rapport compartment of the Sandler submarine. Rapport and building relationships with your clients or prospects carries over through each compartment of the submarine, because there is a universal truism. People buy from people. People also buy from people with whom they're comfortable. The goal in bonding and establishing rapport is to have the ability to make people feel comfortable with you. Remember the old Indian expression, "You are my friend when you walk in my moccasins"? If, in selling situations, or when you're dealing with present clients as well, you could internalize this single expression, even without any added selling techniques, you would notice a couple of things. 1. You'll feel more comfortable dealing with other people. 2. They, in turn, will feel more comfortable dealing with you. And 3. Since people buy from people they trust and feel comfortable around, your selling will improve. It's that simple. So, how do you walk in someone else's moccasins? Practice, patience, and a genuine sensitivity for the other person's position. For more on bonding and rapport, let's go to David Sandler live.
You know, you have to sell a firstborn different than you sell an eighthborn. Have you ever been in a, can you imagine an eighthborn person, loose, relaxed, understand, you know, firstborn people don't know anything about other people. They don't know how to share. Right? And then you get somebody who's eighthborn and grew up, you know, just trying to get something to eat. Right? Fighting, arm wrestling at the dinner table, never had anything that was their own, never had a brand new anything. Everything was somebody else's. Can you imagine this eighthborn person, firstborn person, walking in with this architect with that one of those big rolls in the tubes that they have under their arm? And this architect's eighthborn, as an example, calling on this firstborn. And he walks in the guy's office and he says, "Sir, can I want to show you this," and moves everything on his desk. How many people in this room can't stand to have anybody touch what's on your desk? Can you imagine a salesman calling you and saying, "Well, can I just move this around for you, please?" It's over. First 30 seconds, it doesn't make a difference what you say after that. How many firstborns have ever been out with some seventhborn that doesn't know how to eat with their mouth closed? Think you're going to close that lunch deal, right? How about when somebody, firstborns, how about when they borrow your number two pencil that you have in the jar standing tall, sharp, and they break the point? This young lady just went crazy. I can't stand those things, right? You got them all sharp. How about a used eraser? How about a pencil without an eraser? The metal kind? You know the metal kind? The neck. Now, don't you see? Just a few quick examples. Some of you either identify with that. Now, there's a little lady that went berserk when I said broke the point. Somebody over here saying, "Why is she doing that? I've never had a sharp point on a pencil yet." Hey, I don't know how those people write with those things that just have those little stubs on them when you finally get down to the little paper part. You can't write anymore. So there's a go to your self-help, go to the self-help section of your bookstore. You're never going to have to learn any more about sales training. I'm going to teach you, and my people are going to teach you, the president's going to teach you everything you ever need to know about sales. We're going to teach you some things about people. But spend all of your time in the bookstore going over to the psychology and the self-help section and get everything you can get on understanding people and understanding yourself. Learn about people. That's called bonding and rapport. So you walk in someone's office, they ask you if you want a cup of coffee. You know what you're going to say? Are you going to have a cup of coffee? Hate coffee. Can you imagine salesperson say, "Oh, I like that. You know, after all, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. You probably had to run to get to the appointment. You maybe one of those coffee people. You've never had a cup, you haven't had a cup of coffee yet. Guy said, want a cup of coffee? Oh, yeah, I'll have a cup of coffee. And he hates coffee. It's over. You're there, you think you're there for a one-hour presentation, you have 15 seconds to screw it up. Are you going to have a cup of coffee, sir? Yeah, I always drink my coffee black. How do you want yours? Oh, I carry my own cream and sugar, sir. Can you see that? I mean, you've got to be careful. Selling is a fine-edged business. The difference between making a sale and losing a sale is not like this. It's like this. It's only a matter of inches.